Well, I prepared this lesson a couple weeks ago and was completely unaware that Mr. Rick would choose the same topic to speak about on the exact same day. So I apologize for anything that may be repeated from this morning, but hopefully I will say something that will still be beneficial. So I too want to speak tonight about death. This is a topic I know I don't think very much about. As people, we act like the future is a guarantee, and we make plans like tomorrow is given, when in reality we don't know what tomorrow holds, or if there will even be a tomorrow. We don't consider that, no matter how old or healthy we are, we could die at any given moment, and that's where I would like to start tonight. Around Christmas time last year, a boy from Fulton named Xavion Dobson was shot and killed shielding three girls from gunfire. He was only 15 years old. Do you think he thought he was going to die that night? Some of you may have heard another story a month or so ago about a pitcher for the Miami Marlins, Jose Fernandez, dying in a boating accident with a couple of others at the age of 24. This text message you see is between one of his friends that died with him that night and another person not accompanying them on the boat. So the one not on the boat says to be careful. He says he will. But then notice down a line, he says, "Trust me, it's not my time yet." I want to focus on that statement. Obviously, these guys had no idea that, in fact, it was their time. Now I want to look at some biblical examples of people who also died before their time. Please turn with me to Judges chapter 4, starting in verse 17. So at this time, Deborah was the judge of Israel, and Israel was fighting the Canaanite army, and the captain of this Canaanite army was Sisera. Israel was winning the battle, and Sisera was starting to flee. So starting in verse 17. However, Sisera had fled away on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin king of Hazor and the house of Heber the Kenite. And Jael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Turn aside, my lord, turn aside to me, do not fear." And when he had turned aside with her into the tent, she covered him with a blanket. Then he said to her, "Please give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." So she opened a jug of milk, gave him a drink, and covered him. And he said to her, "Stand at the door of the tent, and if any man comes and inquires of you, and says, 'Is there any man here?' you shall say no." Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a tent peg, and took a hammer in her hand, and went softly to him, and drove the peg into his temple, and it went down into the ground, for he was fast asleep and weary, so he died. In verse 18, Jael, whose husband owns the tent, told Sisera he doesn't need to fear. Sisera thought that since there was peace, he could stay and sleep there, with no harm being done to him. I think we can likely conclude that dying in that tent was the last thing he expected to happen. Now turn with me to Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. Again, that's Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young men arose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for so much." She said, "Yes, for so much." Then Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. If Ananias and Sapphira knew that if they lied, they were going to die, would they have lied? Most likely not, but they weren't prepared. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus tells a parable of a rich man. Please turn with me there, starting in verse 16. It's Luke 12, 16. And he spoke a parable of them, saying, "The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, 'What shall I do, since I have no room to store my crops?' So he said, 'I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods.' And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? In verse 19, the rich man stated that he had goods laid up for himself for many years, not only planning for the future, but fully expecting to live into that future. He had no expectation of dying that very night. The point of the lesson tonight is this. We don't know when our time is, which is all the more reason to live prepared. I could name numerous examples of people dying in accidents or at the hands of others or medical issues that suddenly take someone's life, and I'm sure you could too. The Bible says the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. We don't know when a thief will break into our house. The thief doesn't tell you the time he is coming. He'll just show up hoping to catch you unprepared. Our death is the same thing. It's just going to happen, and we won't know how or when. As Hebrews 9, verse 27 points out, it's appointed once for man to die, and then the judgment. Please turn with me to James chapter 4, verses 14 through 15. James 4, 14. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you both, James says that our life is as a vapor, and then it's gone. So after we leave tonight, will we all make it home safely? Hopefully, but do any of us actually know? Do we even know if we'll make it to the car, or even to the end of this service? We don't know how long we have, but just for a minute, I want you to pretend you do know when your time is. You're sitting in your pew, and you know that in 24 hours, your time on earth is over. Is there anything you would want to do, anything you would want to say, or any choice you would make differently? If you haven't become a Christian and you know where you stand before God, if you knew today was your last day, would you choose to obey and follow Him? Is the only reason you haven't submitted to the gospel plan of salvation because you think you still have plenty of time? If that is what is holding you back, I urge you to reconsider, because the truth is you may live another 30, 40, or even 50 years. But what if you don't? What if tomorrow truly is your last day to call on the Lord for salvation? If you know what the Lord expects of you, and you know you're a sinner, and you know the need of the blood of Jesus to save you, then please don't gamble with your life. Waiting could cost you your eternity. So tonight, you will have the opportunity to get prepared before the Lord. If you aren't a Christian, you need to hear the word of God, Romans 10:17, believe, Hebrews 11:6, repent of your sins, Luke 13:3, confess that Jesus is the Son of God, Romans 10:9-10, and be baptized, washing away your sins, Acts 2:38. Finally, you need to strive to live faithfully before the Lord, 2 Timothy 4:7-8. Or maybe you are a Christian and you're struggling with sin. You too don't know how long you have to make these things right. If you knew when your time was up, would you make different choices? Would you strive harder to follow the Word of God? Whatever your need be, come forward and let us help you while we stand and sing.